Okay, we are in a post-Taylor Swift has been married world, aren't we?
Is she Travis Kelce now? I mean, is she
Travis Kelce? One
is
can
she
only
Taylor
hope.
Kelce now.
Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I wasn't invited to the wedding. Von Fry, joining me is
Mom.
How you doing this week?
Pretty good. Getting better.
What have you done today?
I went to physical therapy, and my chauffeur. You were driving Miss Mom today, right?
Yes.
And then we went for a little
you
walk.
You tried to do a little bit of some kind of recumbent bike thing, but yeah. I was like, hey, your chair's way too far back. That's why you can't reach it.
So I moved it up.
Yeah. Well, it makes me wonder how that's been going the whole time.
We did some stretching and everything's looking good.
Got you some Taco Bell?
Yep, you got me some Taco Bell. I hadn't had Taco Bell in a long time.
And why did you get Taco Bell today?
Because my husband's helping the youngest son
move.
And
he doesn't like cheese.
He doesn't like cheese.
So he doesn't do any Taco Bell.
But he could do Taco Bell.
You know, you can order a taco fresco style. And they take the cheese off and they put tomatoes.
Yeah.
Little chopped, and they have really good little chopped tomatoes, yep. By the way.
And their steak chalupa was good today.
Yeah. I hear about these other things like the Crunchwrap and some kind of stuffed burrito thing or like what something where they wrap like a tortilla and around and they fuse it with cheese with the shell of the taco. But then it's like, well, then I'd be passing up the chalupa, which I know works.
Yeah.
My gripe is the like combo and the menu all say chicken supreme chalupa and then you have to modify it. No, swap the chicken for steak. Don't make it a supreme. Get that sour cream out of there. They used to have a steak chalupa.
A steak chalupa?
A steak chalupa. Now you have to hack the menu to get a steak chalupa.
I thought you were saying stick chalupa. Hey,
chalupa
there's an idea.
Stick.
Chalupa on a stick.
I don't think that's a good
Make
idea,
it quick.
Though. It's an idea. It's not a good one.
Okay.
Okay, well, I did want to share with you something that I got. You've been noticing I've been styling my hair up with these products from Statement. STMNT. Now, of course, the cool way to write your company name is to not have any vowels. Right?
So what was I calling that? Stimmit?
That's the dry clay. Here's the fiber pomade.
Silver, gold, and...
And this is like the number one hairstyling product on Amazon right here, the matte paste.
Wow.
Now,
which works best for you?
I tried these all out, and we're going to have links to them, our affiliate links to Amazon in the description of the pod today.
Well, your hair is definitely standing up.
I think the one that makes it stand up the most is the dry clay.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard to work with. The best of both worlds is probably the matte paste. The fiber pomade, maybe for other hairstyles. It's kind of a wetter look or something.
Yeah.
But they all have a long-lasting effect, that's for sure.
And they last a long time, don't they? I mean,
they also seal them for freshness. Some people, I guess the old packaging, people complain that the dry clay would arrive like a rock and be unusable.
Out. Yeah.
And now they seal them all.
Well,
so
good.
You should get a good quality long time out of that. So we're going to have links to that below.
Great.
Check out Statement, or as you call it,
Stimmit.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Sorry.
Well, how about we get into
the news?
All right. Now, you know about this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding. And yes, she's taking the name Kelce.
She is.
But professionally, she's going to remain Madonna. I mean, Taylor Swift.
No.
Of course.
But she has taken his name. Well, good for her.
Yeah. So does that mean he gets all of her money? Like, how does that
work? No, they got plenty of money. I saw somewhere their wedding may have cost like $50 million.
It's going to be a hard bar to clear.
I don't think anybody's clearing
that one. They have the wedding at Madison Square Garden, which makes you wonder. Now, that's a good move for Madison Square Garden, because now it's like every socialite in town's going to want their wedding for whatever money we tell them.
They didn't have to deal with helicopters going over. It's so loud you can't even hear their vows and all that stuff.
Well, I hear they had to shut some streets down also.
I know.
You know who officiated the wedding?
Adam Sandler.
Did he dress up?
I'm sure he wore a
tux. He notoriously does not dress. They even had a joke at the Oscars where Conan O'Brien kicked him out of the Oscars because he was sitting there in shorts. He's like, come on, I'm Adam Sandler. I see how it is. And then he had to leave.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You ever seen that?
He may have had short tux on, shorts with the tux on.
Well, in other fashion-related news, this guy, probably pronounced his name wrong, Erling Haaland. He is, I think he's a Norwegian soccer player. He's like the top soccer player on the English Premier League.
Uh-huh.
That's like, think of it like NFL, okay?
Right.
But he's now obsessed with the Cowboy stuff because the World Cup has brought him to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
So he might end up getting like a ranch. He tried to brand himself.
Which is not right.
Reportedly, which you, one can do that. Maybe he's watching Yellowstone. They brand people on Yellowstone. Oh, maybe that's where he got the idea.
Not a good idea.
So, yeah, now he's really into the Cowboy stuff. And that, you know, America's rubbing off on some people with this World Cup. There's Japanese people coming here and they're like, they don't understand why the bread's free at these places. But I did nothing to deserve this bread.
I know.
You know,
or, and it or keeps refills coming. And coffee.
I didn't even ask for a refill and they gave me a refill. Now, here, how do they address this? Because they don't have tipping in their culture.
Yeah, so tipping's probably a hard thing for them to swallow. But mostly, they probably were prepared. People talk about that a lot.
I think that with the upheaval of the economy, we need to have anti-tipping laws. These companies need to start paying their employees. What is this nonsense?
Now people don't have to pay the taxes on their tips.
Well, we need to do something because why is the we picked up some McAllister's sandwiches yesterday, right?
Right, they're really good.
It was expensive.
Quite expensive.
And they ask you to tip, and you're the one picking it up. They're not.
Here's
they're
a
not
tip for you.
Giving you refills, clearance. We bringing it home to our house, and we're tipping you. I don't even know if you got the order right, and you want to get tipped already. We need laws against this. Why are there not laws against that?
I don't know.
Because the politicians are in bed with big tipping.
Big tipping.
Yeah.
The tips.
Someone's tipping the politicians, and they don't want to get rid of that.
I tell you what, you go to Europe. McDonald's, you don't get any egg. There's nothing, no condiments sitting out. You can take what you want, you know, none of that stuff. You pay extra for everything.
Well, they're pretty stingy with the barbecue sauce at Chick-fil-A.
They didn't used to be, but they are now.
You have to ask. No, they've always, ever since we've had one in town, you've had to ask for it.
Yeah, well, it's expensive.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is pretty good barbecue sauce.
It is.
I would say it's you know, S tier, as they call it in gaming.
Top tier?
S tier is the top.
Okay. Why is it called S?
It's above A.
A?
You have to get an S rank in the Resident Evil game, so everybody says S tier.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it means special. I would think it means special.
Super duper.
Special tier? I don't know.
So has anybody seen Taylor Swift's wedding dress yet?
I haven't. I'm sure everybody that took pictures in there is in really big trouble, because this was there. I mean, she didn't even let Blake Lively go. You know, this is like... You got to be really cool to get in. You have to be supermodels taller than Taylor Swift to get invited.
I think it's cool that they didn't have any bridesmaids and groomsmen. I mean, who do you pick? Pick your siblings. They're going to be with you. They say your siblings are with you the rest of your life. They've been with you from the beginning of your life and all the way through.
Unless they die before you.
Well, yeah, they last longer than most people, though.
They last longer than friendships?
Usually.
Well, also in gaming, the biggest news of the week, PlayStation announced that January 2028, they are getting rid of discs for their games. All the PlayStation games going forward, which signals when the PlayStation 6 is likely to come out in 2028, you have to buy it digitally.
Well, that's going to mess with a lot of people. What libraries are going to do? I guess you're going to have to...
You can't. I've been checking out games at libraries.
I know.
Yeah, that's a pretty good experience.
We have an awesome library here in Derby, Kansas.
Now, to know if you even want to play a game, you have to buy the game. And it's probably going to be like $80 or $90. They make a lot more money this way because you can't sell a used game digitally. You have to just go to them. You log into the PlayStation store on the PlayStation, and then you buy the game from them instead of game. I mean, because otherwise Sony doesn't get a cut of the action at GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop's probably going to go out of business.
Well, there's a lot of pushback against this. Now, Nintendo hasn't done anything to stop people from buying physical games. I've been getting physical games at Nintendo at like a good discount, and their games hold their value. So that's pretty good. Xbox laid off about 3,200 employees.
In the United States?
Well, it looks like they're getting rid of a lot of employees to make them contractor roles to make games.
Oh.
Instead of keeping a team around, okay, you made the game, okay, bye.
Yeah, and then they don't have to pay them when they're not making anything.
So a lot of people are kind of sad because some of their favorite games, they're going to get canceled or they have to leave Xbox. And Xbox, they had a chance to play the hero and be like, oh yeah, well, our system's going to have discs and you're going to be able to buy the games on disc. And everybody been like, yay. Instead, they're like, oh, by the way, we're laying off a ton of people. So now it's like, who are we most mad at? Xbox or PlayStation? The one doing all the laying off or the one that wants all the money?
Yeah.
There's some politician. I don't know everything about this. He has tattoos, so he had to quit running for something in Maine.
You know, is there a law against tattoos? No, that's not the reason.
His name's Plattner.
No, his girlfriend said claimed rape.
Oh, yeah. Well, also the tattoos. I'm not sure which.
No, it's not the tattoos.
They were on board with the tattoos, I think. They still had the Democrats supporting him. And then they're like, hold on. We can't do both of these.
No. You know,
like, so wait, now we have to condemn him. And they have until July 27th to find a replacement.
I can't believe he backed down. I just say, take me to court. I'm sorry. And I'm not a guy, but.
Yeah. I mean.
Obviously, I'm your mom.
They act like, well, it's evil that there's a statute of limitations to some crimes. But then it sure seems like a lot of things get brought up when someone's running for office.
Right.
So.
He looked at me the wrong way. I know. I'm not saying that's true. Rape is like that. But you know what I mean.
What I'm saying is that. It sure seems like someone's looking for some money when these things are brought up.
Somebody's getting paid.
Or maybe they're being threatened. You better say something happened over here.
Or we'll do something to you.
Or something could happen to your dog.
That's true.
You know, that yeah. could be the case, right?
That's right. Oh, I like the Trump dance. What was the team that beat the United States in the World Cup?
Belgium,
their dance, man. That was great. I didn't see it,
but are they dancing the Trump dance to make fun of the USA team?
Yeah. They were doing the Trump dance when they were winning.
Now, also words come out that the USA team has to split their earnings with the women's USA team.
I don't know about that.
That seems like that's part of why we don't have a good US team. Because they have to split their salary with the girls. The other ones, they're like, let the girls suck. We're going to pay all the guys. And then we do well in the guys. I bet you the Belgium team is not splitting it with the Belgian women.
I don't know.
I think that they're okay. So a few years back, there was a big push from the women's team, and they were more proud of fighting for a higher wage than winning the gold medal in the Olympics or the World Cup or any of that. They said they made history by demanding that they got equal pay to the men.
That is history.
I don't think they should have got equal pay. The women's U.S. team should have been paid more.
That's right.
Because soccer is a girl's sport. Okay, now let's move on.
No, it's not. You're going to get your ass kicked.
I want to play a game. A game called...
What year?
Now, this is the new modified rules. I give you
Mom
five
gives
songs.
One leeway. One year late leeway.
I give you five songs, and you tell me.
What year?
Okay. They're all from. They're all
I'm
from
not
the
good
same
at this
year.
Game, obviously.
And that's what makes it great.
Oh, you like it? I gave you an easy quote.
I didn't ask for an easy quote.
I may
quote.
Change that.
So, first up.
I actually recognize the song.
You do not.
I think I do.
It's not Led Zeppelin. You think you recognize this? Then sing along then if you can. All right, so you heard a sample there.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be kind of good if we talked over it so we don't get like a copyright claim. That'd be kind of nice.
Oh,
here's
sorry.
The second song. So you going to sing along here?
No.
Recognize it all? Yeah, it sounds
like
you recognize it. You like this, huh?
I'm dancing
to it. Okay, next up.
I have no idea what these are. This is Jump Jump, huh? Okay, keep going.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your
This is a good song.
Where do you know this from?
From
Modern Family.
Yeah.
They had a flash mob. All right, so you know that one?
Yep, Free Your Mind. Now, what year did it come out?
Last one. This plays in a lot of commercials, sporting events. All right, get ready to sing along here. You gonna sing along?
Are you taking a picture of me singing along?
No. Pack it up, pack it in, let it begin. Come on, go ahead, your turn.
Hold on. Okay.
Hold on. Sing along.
Jump is jump our theme for this week. Because Mama can't jump right now.
Well, Mama can't jump is it?
Mama can't jump.
Okay, so what year do you think these songs?
2021.
2021.
That's not right.
Plush by Stone Temple Pilots. Killing in the Name, Rage Against the Machine. You said you liked that one. I have a feeling you're not going to after a little bit on it. Jump by Criss Cross. Free Your Mind, In Vogue. And Jump Around by House of Pain. And you think you knew the In Vogue song from a Modern Family episode.
Right.
When do you think Modern Family ended?
Probably.
Perhaps, maybe even before the year you thought this was made.
I really screwed up.
So. 1992.
Really?
Yeah, I think you were a little ways off.
I told you I'm not good at this.
No, you're really epically horrible, is what sure is. So that was...
What year?
Mom sucks.
All right, now you have something for me, right?
Yeah. What movie?
Okay.
This is a really hard one.
Why don't you explain the rules to the new listeners? Let's pretend we have new listeners.
Let's hope we do. Okay, so I give him a quote from a movie, and he has to tell me what movie it's from.
Well, that sounds pretty simple.
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Well, it could be Braveheart, but it's not. It might be Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, but I don't think so. Could it be Russell Crowe as Maximus in Gladiator?
Yes, right on.
Wow, you really, really searched high and low for that.
You
right
really
there.
Looked like him, too, at that time.
I sure hope I don't now.
Well,
man,
hey,
looks...
he didn't age well, but he's making a lot more money than you make, so.
Is he? I think he's probably in debt. He had a divorce. I think he's having to take, he's taking a lot of roles that are not even really going anywhere.
Oh.
I think he's doing like a Nicolas Cage thing. Like maybe he bought one too many castles in France.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Bye-bye now. I should learn how to say that in Spanish or something. Adios, amigos.
You think that's bye-bye now?
Adios. Adios. I don't know. How would you say bye-bye now in Spanish?